Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Ten City Radio.
Okay. Just making sure.
you know, we treat our family like family.
I understand.
But look here, I want to let it be known, man. I want to holler about the page a little bit more before we get into the show. Look here. Hey, for everybody that was complaining about we can't do this, we can't do that, hey, you can do it all on this page. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, I think the page look a whole lot better. I think my man really stuck it. He stuck his dick in this one. He fucked this one right. He fucked this one right.
I tried to. Hey, once in a while I put it down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, we got it looking good. The site looking good. You go on in there, make the page. Shit, you feeling sexy? You want to take a picture of yourself? Ooh, this picture looking so good. It need to be on SandCityRadio.ning.com. All you gotta do is just send it straight to there.
And it will post.
Right, it will post right up.
Matter of seconds.
Hey, Janine, you gotta check me out. I'm turning into the Hulk on now. I got my Bruce Banner eyes in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for real.
You got green body paint on, too.
Nah, hell no. I don't think it's big on me. Oh, dang.
I said that you have green body paint on.
No, I said I don't do all that. Only thing that's big on me is my dick. Just hulk up. I'm just letting that be known.
What did you
say? I'm just letting that be known.
Oh, okay.
Okay, man, check this out. I'm seeing something today, and I mean, I guess you could say it's kind of disturbing. Well, yeah, it is disturbing to me. But we got these females out here who are like, I guess you want to say once they turn 18, they feel like they're grown, they can do what they want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, my thing is this. At 18, I mean, do you feel it's appropriate to take the leash off? Then you got daughters. Your daughters are grown. At 18, did you just take the leash off and just let them run?
I mean, no, I
ain't
about to say I took the leash off, but. You know, at the same time, I have to understand that they were coming to their own and they got their own mind. You can only tell them so much anyway. You know, some people listen to what you say and they listen to what you say on the kids. They got
to find out for themselves.
That's just how it goes.
Okay. What you think, Doc?
Well, I don't think you're grown at 18. I don't think you need to. I don't think you need to take no leashes off or nothing. You know, especially if you're still living at home. If you're still living at home, you still got to abide by the rules.
I mean, I know we think like that. That's because we parents and we think like that. I mean, looking back when we were 18, we thought we were grown. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you always had your mama. Put you in your damn place. You ain't grown yet.
Yeah, and then,
you know what I mean?
You know, well, no, I didn't have that really, but I was already gone from the house by then.
Well, I know my daughter turned 18 in May, and from the time she turned 17, all I heard was one more year and I'm grown, one more year and I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? 10 more months, I'm grown. 5 more months, I'm grown. I'm looking at her like, just because you're 18, that don't mean shit. You can't do what you want to do just because you turn 18. No, I don't think so.
But she actually can. She just probably not going to tell you about it.
Probably, but see, I'm not going to tell her that neither.
Well, yeah, I know.
I'm sticking to just because you're 18, that don't mean you're grown. I'm sticking with that. Now, when she turns 21 or, you know, get a husband or some shit, you know, we good. You know what I'm saying? Until then, fuck that. We got a new caller. I don't recognize the number. So, caller, what's happening?
What's good?
Way low. We could way low.
Are you even calling from different numbers or something, man? Well, I'm just not
getting
the number.
More than one phone.
Well, as long as they ain't booth, we good.
Oh, my goodness.
Why are you always shooting that Boost, man? What has Boost done to you?
I know. He is so anti-Boost, ain't he?
Hey, what has Boost done to you, dog? God, that's the only thing you ever call is the Boost.
I remember, man, somebody used to call when we first started. Somebody used to always call from Boost, man. And you get the echo in and all kinds of shit. That's why I always talk about Boost. But the question go to you, Waylo. When your daughter turns 18, do you take the leash off of her? Do you let her do what she want to do?
Hell no. I let her do.
Okay.
I learn some shit on her own, but I ain't going to fully just take the leash off of her and let her do what the fuck she want to do. I got her in the right direction, even though she is halfway grown. She ain't all the way grown.
Well, when do you take the leash off? What age?
When she turned 21, she got her own shit. When she got her own roof over her head, that's when she can make her own rules and do what the fuck she want to do.
All right, what about you, dog? You agree with that? 21?
I mean, you know what? I mean, once you grown, once you on your own, I can't dictate your house. I can't dictate what goes on in your house. I can't dictate what you do. I can't dictate what time motherfucker come over, what time motherfucker call. But hey, because you paying your cost to be your boss. But until then, as long as you here with me, motherfucker, hey, it's my wife.
Okay, well, what if you staying with her mother?
But hell, man, when it comes to that, hell, we don't have 100% say-so in that no damn way. I mean, shit, we can sit there and say, well, don't do this. But then the mama say, well, she can do it. I mean, how can you punish her when the other parent gave her, you know, permission to do it?
Well, yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, perfect example. You know what I'm saying? I use my daughter as an example. I told her no tattoos. I gave it, once you turn 18 and I ain't got a sign for nothing, you can get whatever the fuck you want. You can get one on your head if you want to. But
same way I played it.
But her mama said, you can go get one. So then when I seen it,
18?
Yeah, so when I see this big ass tattoo on her arm, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm about to bust your motherfucking head. Hey, hold on. Before you swing on me, my mama took me. How the hell can I get mad at her? Even though, you know, I know she played the card, but hey, she was just bluffing. Her mother fell for it. So I couldn't punish her over some shit her mama let her do.
You know
shit,
what?
She should have had better sense anyway.
Me and my daughter's mother came to agreement many, many years ago. And even though, you know, our relationship is fucked up, we stuck to those guns, man. No tattoos and no piercings till you turn 18.
Well, I mean, hey, and I'm glad it worked out for you. I'm glad it worked out for you. It didn't for me, you know, because it was like she felt, I'm going to be honest with you, she felt like she was losing her. She felt like she was losing her, so she did something to try to bring that camaraderie back between them. And she felt like, okay, if I let her get this tattoo, you know, with, you know, I'm like, really? Because she's still going at your ass hard as she possibly can.
So basically, she bought her love for a hot second.
And you just hit the nail on the head, Waylo, a hot second.
Wow. I don't fall for that kind of shit, man.
Well, I mean, maybe you don't, but hey, I mean, hey.
I don't think people fall for it. I think they do it for different reasons. They feel like they're not being the best mother they should have been. So, you know, they do things.
Well,
they try to buy their love or something. Well, I know that, but that's what I'm saying. But, you know, it's like I said, it could be different reasons.
You know what I think the problem is? I think parents nowadays want to be their kids' friends instead of their parents. You know what I mean?
Well,
they want to be the friend instead of, you know, I mean, you know, somebody got to put their foot down.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, kids, you know, they can, you know, they got a lot of programs to help kids. I mean, you can divorce your parents nowadays, shit like that.
Well, divorce me. Divorce me, because if you get a divorce from me, your black ass ain't never coming back.
That's the whole purpose.
Exactly.
It ain't called divorce, but I can't remember what it's called.
The emancipation. Just emancipated. Go ahead. Emancipate yourself for me. Go right ahead. I'm not never taking your ass back. Ain't that right, Mother Nature?
Come on, yeah. Kids trying to divorce their parents or what?
Oh, yeah. They want to get emancipate yourself. Go ahead. I dare you. Because in the long run, you're going to realize you need me before I need you. You're going to need me before I need you.
If they want to do that, this is what I do. Right after they did that, I beat the liver shit out of their ass, so that way it won't be child abuse.
Well, no, it's still going to be abuse. It's going to
exactly.
be aggravated assault. Then,
jail.
Hell yeah, you still going to jail for it.
I still won't be held for beating the shit out of my kid's ass because it ain't my kid no more.
Yeah, but then
but
that
it's
means
assault.
Yeah,
it's still assault. I go to jail for that.
Now, Waylo, I understand the concept, but we can't just beat the fuck out of them. But that tough love would be in effect, dog. Dude, you couldn't come to my
Somebody
house.
These little badass kids need that bullshit.
What could you ask for? Man, I ain't ate in 3 days. Fucking around here is gonna be 3 months. Yeah.
You know what, though, man? To be honest with you, dog.
Y'all just talking. Y'all kids had y'all house was hungry, crying and stuff. Y'all would let them right back in.
I would. I'm not even going to laugh. My daughter emancipated me. At the end of the day, she's still my daughter, man. I just can't turn my back on her.
Yeah, well.
That's hard to just turn your back on your kid.
I mean, you know, she's young, she
made a mistake. You know what I'm saying? It's a mistake. Okay, I don't want you to be my parents no more. I'm divorcing y'all. I'm getting emancipated. That's just a mistake, man. You know, kids make mistakes, man. It's still your kid at the end of the day.
Well, shit, they must feel some kind of way to fucking do that dumb shit the first go.
Yeah, but it could be somebody else putting that kind of shit in their head. You ain't got to take that shit.
Let them take care of you. Look here, man. I understand what you're saying, and for the most part, I mean, look, my oldest is 17. So for 17 years, I've been dealing with kids. And look here, in the process of 17, 3 more than came. Man, I'm tired. Shit. I'm like Bernie Mac, man. Fuck some kids. I got time. I mean, think, dude, I deal with attitudes out the ass. I got all girls. You know how hard it is dealing with all them goddamn attitudes? Man, shit.
I got one, so I can believe it.
Imagine all of them being right there with you at all times. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And this one saying, well, I don't like her. Or, well, she ain't my real sister no way. What the fuck are y'all talking about? Then you got mothers, you got the baby mamas who come in bringing all that motherfucking drama in. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Fuck them. They ain't your real family. They this, they that. Oh, man, come on, man. Should I thought, well, you motherfuckers get grown? Shit, grown and gone.
Hey, man. I've been through that shit already, man. My daughter's mother told my daughter, when I got married, your daddy ain't got time for you no more because he got a new family.
What?
She actually told her that, man. She actually told her that.
Okay, but now here's your daughter. Imagine my daughters. Hell, you was there. Shit, I had to go pick them up. And my other daughter, she wouldn't even have her car.
Oh no, man. It's. But I mean, you know, in situations like that, I mean, what can you do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could beat their ass, but they still ain't gonna learn. You could talk to them till you're blue in the face. You know what I mean? Once they become teenagers, that shit's set. They set in their ways.
And this is what I'm saying. Y'all saying, oh, okay, I'll turn around and do that. No, life's lesson is the best teacher. You had to go through it. I had to go through it. Janine, I'm pretty sure you went through it. Waylo, I'm pretty sure you went through it. Mother Nature, hell, I'm pretty sure you even went through it. Life's lesson is the best teacher. You don't let these little motherfuckers, because they not growing up like we are. They not growing up the way we did. They not growing up. Because what we do, our dumb asses, and I'm going to say this about all of them. Oh, I ain't going to raise my baby the way my mama raised me. That was our first thing that came out of our mouth. First thing
came out. I still believe that. I still believe in that.
Yeah, and look where it got you. Okay. You wasn't always that great. Your head didn't get that great. You let that girl got in them teenage years. Think about it. Our mother's great of natural causes. We going gray and getting bald because we stressed the fuck out.
Well, you may have a little small point.
Shit, man, that's the truth.
Yeah, I still believe in that. I ain't raising my mama. But like, my daughter would be raised like I was raised. I believe in that, man.
Okay, but I mean, dog, come on now. All bullshit aside, I was there with you. I've seen you grow up. I mean, yeah, your mama was tough. She was stern. She was strict. And not to say that neither one of our mothers went without fault, but nevertheless, motherfucker, hey, wasn't none of that old bullshit going on.
No. I think we talking about two different things. Now, the lessons that I learned from my moms was great. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about as far as, like, the food stamps, all that bullshit. That's what I'm talking about.
Of course, that's why we get our ass up every morning.
Projects. Fuck that.
Oh, no, man.
I mean, we were forced in that situation.
But at the same time, they did what they had to do. I mean, hey,
we're having a better life and living for yourself.
To this day, we still don't know the circumstances. They got them. That landed them in the projects. I mean, hell, we might be the reasons that they have to live in the projects because they fucked around and had us. Probably ain't. You know what I'm saying? So we can't. I mean, I don't look at that. I don't knock that. They did what they had to do for. I mean, at the point in time, hey, who knew that motherfucking projects was gonna turn out like that? I mean,
I'm not disputing that. See, you heard me wrong. I'm pretty sure my mother did what she had to do to raise her family. You know what I'm saying? If that meant living in the project, that meant living in the project. I'm just saying, when I told myself a long time ago, when I have kids, my kids ain't growing up in the project. I'm going to make sure that. I'm going to do whatever I got to do to make sure that my kids don't grow up in the goddamn project.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah, and a lot of those values got distilled in you because of your mother. Because she
I'm not mad at my mom for the way I was raised. I'm mad at the circumstances. I'm saying the circumstances.
What circumstances?
That's what I'm talking about.
What
food stamps? It was motherfucking Medicaid. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't like, trust me, dog. If it was there for her to get it, I mean, if those jobs was there for her to get at that point in time, I'm pretty sure she'd have got them. I mean, whatever the reason was, that because of the food stamps or the Medicaid was there, I mean, you know what, dog? You really can't get mad at the circumstances, because the circumstances is what made you the man you are today. Because if you see a lot of these motherfuckers who had golden motherfucking spoons in their mouth, don't know how to do a goddamn thing today, and them the motherfuckers is on welfare. Them the motherfuckers is getting Medicaid now, because when they get that, when reality finally bit them in their ass, they didn't know what the fuck to do.
You all right,
man? That's all I'm saying.
You need a thermometer?
No. I'm good. I'm just saying, bro. I mean, because you got a bad habit of saying stuff like that, man, and I don't agree with it.
Saying stuff like what?
Like, man, your circumstances. I mean, shit, them circumstances is what made you. I mean, that's what made you the man you are today.
And like I said earlier, I'm not disputing that. I am not disputing that at one bit.
You stay bitter about that. Why?
I'm not bitter about nothing, man.
You just said.
Just because. Oh, okay.
I was mad at my circumstances. I mean, you've been bitter about them circumstances ever since you left that motherfucker. Let it go.
This is what I'm saying, dude. Listen to what I'm saying, okay? Just listen to what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I didn't want my daughter growing up with the system. If that meant for me to work three, four fucking jobs, that's what I was going to do. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been many motherfucking times we both walked up to Carlos and didn't want to spend those goddamn, we didn't want to pull the food stamps out of our pocket.
And I agree. I agree 110%. No, we didn't. But at the same time, that doing that and seeing that and motherfuckers doing, I mean, I'm not mad about how I grew up. I'm not mad. I'm not bitter, not one iota. I'm actually glad the way I grew up. Because I guarantee you this, can't a motherfucker get over on me now? I mean,
I've been getting up on your ass for years.
So you think. Remember, I was driving your cars, motherfucker. You a whole lot older than me.
Well, like I said before, man, if I could go back and change some things, I would. I'm pretty sure everybody would, right? Everybody would.
Right. Life's lessons.
So you have no regrets, right? There ain't no decision that you made that you wish you could take back.
It's probably over 100,000 decisions I've probably made that I wish I could take back. But overall, no, I'm not regretting it. I'm not regretting living in Ivanhoe Projects, not one bit. I'm not regretting it. I mean, a lot of people move out. Oh, I hate that place. That place was the worst place I ever seen in my life. Yeah, well, motherfucker. It wasn't that bad, motherfucker, because I've seen you laugh many a days.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, hey, man, I don't have nothing against the project. You know what I'm saying? My thing is I have a problem against the system. I don't think the motherfucker will work. And if I could save my daughter from that headache, I would. That's all I'm saying. I didn't want my daughter growing up fucking around with the system. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say that, but I'm saying you said that you would just your words was I'm mad at the system. I mean, shit, it wasn't. I mean, we didn't have to go down there and sign no motherfucking paper. We didn't have to take all our personal business down there. I mean, think about how degrading that was for them. They got to know who's staying at your house, who doing this, how much money did you make? Did somebody give you a dollar? I mean, that had to be degrading. But nevertheless, they got down there and they did what they had to do because they knew the motherfucker, hey, I gotta feed these kids.
Well, yeah, I know that. So shit, I should get $200 a month in food stamps. I wish I could get them motherfuckers again. I'm just saying.
See, you the type of motherfucker that see you the type of motherfucker that all trying to get over on a motherfucker with food stamps. But all I'm hollering, the first one in the store trying to get a $65 book for $40.
God damn right. I was selling the shit out to motherfuckers. I need the cigarettes too? Shit. Man, I got $100 book, man. I'm letting go for $40. Who won? I go stand in front of Aldi. You use the cash? I got an EBT.
I wish the federal agent should have came and got your ass. I wish I was out there. I'd have told on your ass. Hey, look, he's selling food stamps. Ain't that a government? Ain't that a felony? That's a felony right there.
I ain't know. But no, man, let's get back to the back on the subject. Like I said earlier, I think we as parents, first of all, we always want to see our kids smile. We never want to disappoint our kids. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes you can't help it. You know, you might say, well, we're going to do this, and, you know, the money ain't right, the money just ain't right. But I think nowadays the parents, we want to be the friend. You know what I'm saying? We want to be your best friend instead of your parent. That's what I think the problem is. That's why these kids divorcing their parents and all that old crazy that killing their parents. See, like, I never thought about killing my mama.
Yes, you have.
I ain't never even cracked in my motherfucking head, man.
Yes, you have.
If I even thought that, I would swear to God my mama would know I was thinking that and do me first. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious, man. Ain't no more parents out there. Parents just ain't doing what they, you know what I'm saying? Now, because everybody's so young now, man. You know, you got 2-3 kids. You still in high school. Come on. I think that's what the problem is. That's just me. And I ain't never taking my daughter off the leash until she get married.
Oh,
when she get married,
nah,
she can do what she wanted to do. I mean, it don't matter, dog. Think about it. Okay, you got four. Think about it. If ain't none of them married, let's say 10 years from now, ain't none of them married, right? None of them married.
Okay.
They still going to be in your pocket.
Hell, I think if they married, they still going to be in my pocket. I ain't going
to
stop.
So you got a right. You got a right to butt into their motherfucking life.
I just believe at a certain point in time, you step back, dog. You step back. 18? No, I don't agree with stepping back at 18. No, that's too. I mean, that's just a bird straight out the nest. They still need some nurturing. But at some point, yeah, when I see like okay, she get her own crib and I see that she handling her bills and this, that, and the other, then hey, spread your wings.
That's cool, but if you're still in
y'all
my pocket...
Men are too, y'all men too to control it anyway.
I agree. Until my daughter get married, ain't shit
y'all
she can do without me.
Y'all
us women, we're not like that. We're not like that.
Because, see, now, I got to say this. Because at a certain point in time, I don't know as far as, like, boys, but females... And y'all daughters, at a certain point in time, y'all start becoming friends. See, us, we don't believe in being friends with our kids.
It's not about being friends. They get into a certain, okay, it's like with me, I should be able to talk to my child and she should be able to talk to me about anything. Whether you call that a friend, whatever you want to call it, that's fine. But she also knows that she's going to respect me, and when I say no, it's the same, like, she's still not getting everything she wants. You still got curfew. You still have things, but we're close enough to where you can talk to me about anything. That's the difference. I don't consider that being their friend. I don't know. I know men sometimes see that as we because they talk to us about anything that we friends. But that don't mean I'm letting them walk over me either.
No, they say nothing about walking over you. I'm just saying it's like with us, it's like they play both sides to the middle. it's like, okay, with daddy, he gonna be more stern. Mama gonna be more, what do you mean? See, that y'all come off, I mean, not you particularly, I'm just saying women, but what do you mean?
Well, that's kids being kids. Kids are going to do that. But
right.
If two parents were working together, then you wouldn't have that. That comes from the parents not working together for the benefit of the child.
And that's one parent wanting to be better than the other parent instead of just working together. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I want her to like me better than him. But now, and you're 110% right. But you'll find that it's a lot more parents that rather buck for that being the favorite parent than working together. And I mean, it's fucked up, but it's the truth.
It is the truth. I did it for years.
Trust me, I know. Motherfucker,
I did it for years. I am not even gonna lie.
Say, a motherfucker ain't gonna sit there. Now you may be 110% right in your decision. Well, if I agree with him, she gonna hate me too. Well, I ain't gonna agree with him, so that way she's just gonna be mad at him. I mean, it's more common now than it ever was, because it's like I said, I'll be honest with you, I ain't ashamed to say it. A motherfucker get away with my kids can get away with murder because they mothers want to be the friend. They want to be the friend. They want to be the one. They want to be the one say, see, that's your daddy that's mean. I'm the good parent. I'm the one you should always stay around. I'm the one you should love more. Which in my eyes is like the dumbest motherfucking thing. There's no doubt. I mean, you could tell me you can't stand me and you don't want to be around me, but I know you love me. I know you love me. And I know as soon as you calm down, you're gonna be right back on that phone, daddy. Did. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers can't figure out that I saying no and them getting pissed off that they gonna get over it. They don't understand that. They don't understand that they gonna get over it. They like, okay, well, which adds more pressure onto it because shit. Now, you know, I gotta try to bring some type of calmness to this. Well, my mama, well, even though your mama let you do this, this shit was wrong with the fuck you did. Well, how is it wrong if my mama said I could do it? You see, and this is this dumbass argument I'm going through.
Well, I tell you something, man. My daughter was she was about 6-7. Now, I do agree that both parents should come together and so forth. I do agree with that. But at the same time, I held so much hatred, which is a very strong word, but it fits, that whatever her mama said, I would buck it. Even if she was right. You know what I'm saying? Even if she was right, I would buck it. I would never agree to it. Like she said, oh, well, she's too young to get a cell phone. I took out the next day and got her a cell phone. Just to piss her mom off.
You were just as bad as a parent. You were just as bad as
a parent. I know. And but you know what? I can admit that. I was wrong. I'll never tell her that. But I was wrong, true enough. But, you know, when there's so much, God, I don't want to use the word hate, but I mean, when you just don't see eye to eye on nothing, you know what I mean? And then, you know, you're saying all this shit behind my back, you're already trying to turn it against me. You know, I'm fighting that battle too. I just got to the point. I just said fuck it. I never said no to nothing.
Oh,
well,
nothing. You just said the mother.
I know that, man. I'm admitting that on the show today.
You was the problem.
But you know what?
You was the problem parent then.
But you know what? I wouldn't change a damn thing about it, neither. I'd do the same thing. If I had another one, I'd do this. Well, I would never have another one with her, but if for some reason that would ever happen, I would do the same shit all over again. I would, man.
No.
That's cool. That's a real cool thing to say. Well, you know, hey, we should work together. We got to raise our baby together. That's cool. But if both people ain't on that same page, that ain't nothing but fucking words. That ain't nothing but talk.
I agree with you. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Like I said, I've been going through it for the past 17 years. I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I listen to my kids tell me this, that, and the other, and I listen to my mamas tell me just the opposite. And man, I mean, it was one time, motherfucker just told me, like, oh, I got my shoes. Oh, you did? Yeah, I got them today. Oh, okay. I get a phone call 10 minutes later. I need some money so I can go get her shoes. Huh? I need some money. So she ain't get no shoes? Nah, she ain't got no shoes yet.
She wanted that money that she spent.
Right. Is you crazy? Is you fucking crazy?
Hey, man, I'm not even going to lie, dog. My mom used to do that shit. She did. She would have me call my father, as my real father. Tell your daddy you need some new glasses. I got on a pair of new glasses right now. Huh? Call your daddy and tell him you need some money for some new glasses. What I'm going to say, no? I call that motherfucker and say, hey, I need some new glasses. I got some new glasses on right now. The website has already bought me some glasses for school. She tells me to tell him that. Tell your daddy you need some new glasses. I don't need no new glasses, Mom. Tell your daddy you need some new glasses. When she starts talking through her teeth, I just get on the phone and say, hey, man, I need some new glasses. So, I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying. I think it's bullshit, but, hey, my mama did that same shit, dog, straight up. Straight up. And that motherfucker here send the money. And she go bingo or some shit. Whatever the hell,
my
she
mama
went bingo or bowling or something.
My mama worked three jobs, but she asked my father for anything.
Yeah, that was my mama. We'll be starving to death.
But see, you know what? That's hate, though. That's because they hated their daddy so damn bad. They say, hey, I ain't going to never ask that man for nothing in the world. I don't care. We got a star.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure hatred. You know, that's what I would do with my baby mama. I ain't giving your ass shit. Not even a dime. That's called hatred. Y'all mama said hatred's for y'all daddies.
Mm-hmm.
But now let me ask y'all, would your daddy have given it up? If the mama called and said, hey, Waylo needs this, or Janine needs this, would y'all father have given it up? Or
I
did
mean,
she really have a reason to hate his
it.
Ass?
There was plenty of times where she'll say, you need to ask your daddy for this or something like that, and he'll send it, or either he'll tell me he's going to send it, then it'll never get there. But...
Well, that's the point enough. What about you, Janine? Would your dad have sent it?
I mean, there was a time when, you know, when he had that good job working at the mill, you know, he would get me stuff. I would call, you know, it wasn't like she was asking for stuff like that. But then, you know, he hit hard times, then he couldn't do. You know what I mean? So, at times he did, and at times he didn't.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I had to go over there and catch that motherfucker when the dice game was good. Hey, when the dice game was good, hey, I can get what I want. But hey, dice, hey, them 7-11s wasn't rolling right. I wasn't getting shit. I'm gonna be honest with you. Hey. I would go over there, hey, when it was good, oh, he'd bring the money back in the back room. Come on, man, type, he would stash shit. Hey, yeah, put this up. Okay, hold on, let me count how much this is. Man, this motherfucker, I swear to God, this motherfucker one night won $4,700 in a dice game. $4,700. Now, I ain't gonna lie, he broke me off. He gave me $500. He gave me $500. And I knew to get the fuck out that house. Shit. Man, they say he lost that whole shit. He lost that whole walk back. the next night. Lost it all back. And I know what he was thinking, but I was like, shit, I was one step ahead of his ass. That motherfucker, he didn't even know I was gone. Where that boy at? He went home. He went home. Yeah, $500 richer. See, fuck you. I knew what you was going to be on.
Better go spin it.
Hey, Aaron, he was trying to call me. He called me out. Hey, that boy say shit out. he's gone to the village with his friends. He what? Yeah, he's gone. Man, he got a host of niche. Man, that money gone, man. I don't know what you talking about. Shit, I had me some brand new leather riding boots and a matching leather jacket to go with it. Shit. What is you talking about? Hey, man, I'm saying, man. Hey. It's just, man, it's rough, but I mean, this is one thing. I believe as a society, we punk. We not tough enough. We not tough enough when it comes to these kids. Not saying us per se on this phone, but on this show, but I just mean as society, we punk, man. Because I know y'all done seen and I done seen and y'all be seeing these kids like, God damn. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I say it's a different breed of nigga out here.
For instance, now, don't get me wrong. I ain't going to even sit there and tell you I didn't. Oh, I would sag my motherfucking pants as far as they would go. Shit, you fuck around. If you look hard enough, you see my dick out. Because, hey, my shit was sagging. But I knew when I got around that corner, pulling motherfuckers up, walk your ass in the house and act like, look like you got some sense. These little motherfuckers sit right there in front of their mama sagging like a motherfucker, and they ain't saying two words. They ain't telling them to pull their pants up or nothing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't do that shit. Like I said, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not saying the cuss words don't come out my mouth around my mother, but if it do, it's like a slip. It's like, you know, and I mean, in the worst-case scenario, I might say damn or ass. As far as fuck that bitch and this, that, and the other. And I got a very vulgar-ass mouth. I'm not going to lie. But when they come around my mama, no, you not finna hear me. Oh, fuck that bitch. No. These motherfuckers, hey, mom, let me get a square. What? Man, I was in my late 20s when I finally asked my mother for a beer.
Shit, my mama didn't even know I smoked a couple of years ago.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never just, hey, mom, let me get one of beer. I mean, she knew I drank. It took her to actually say, you want one of these beers? It was like a Labor Day or something like that, like 4th of July, a barbecue or something. I'm sitting there, and it was a Sunday, and I didn't want to go to the state line. I'm like, damn, I ain't got no beer. And she's like, you want one of these beers? You know, like, is this a trick question? Like, yeah, you might want one, but you ain't getting one. But I was like, I was like in my mid to late 20s before that even really happened like that on the regular, where a motherfucker actually felt comfortable. Man, I ain't no way in hell. And I mean, all the time, you can attest to it. And I can attest to him. He was a grown-ass man. And we still, hey, let's go in the back, dog.
Yeah, I don't do shit from my mom, man. I'd be too scared.
Right, going to back. We walking through the back. Now, he was out of school. He was out of school and came home from the Marines and everything. Hey, let's go in the back. You know, if we did sit there and drink at his house, his mama was gone.
Fuck that shit. You can whip my ass if you motherfuckers trying to drink.
See, I grew up differently. We were allowed to drink. So I allowed my kids to drink after a certain age as long as they were at the house. But it would be like wine. It was never like no hard liquor or nothing like that.
Oh, well, yeah, we all got to sip that wine or whatever. No, I'm talking about motherfucker tossing up the motherfucking Seagram's gin and juice with their mom. I to pull me another cup.
No, but hold on. Let me ask you a question then. Okay, you say you let them drink, but are they 21 yet?
No. They were like...
They were under 21.
16, yeah, they were like 16, 15, somewhere around there when I let them start.
Okay, now, let me ask you, do you think that they would do it when you ain't around?
Yeah. But I only had, like, you know, like I said, wine and stuff at the house. I'm sure they did.
Oh, okay.
Well, we all snuck in the motherfucking drink.
Yeah, everybody snuck. You know, we had
well, of course.
Old wine cabinet. We had all different types, but it was never, like, strong. You know what I'm saying? If we had stuff like that, we kept it, like, locked in the room. That was our personal stand.
Sorry, you fuck
somebody up, they fuck with the good stuff.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Matt, going off of what he said earlier, like I won't cuss in front of my mama. You know what I'm saying? I just refuse to do that. And I'm the son. But my sister cuss like a fucking sailor.
I mean, I try not to cuss in front of my mother, but sometimes it just comes out.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Is it like a double standard? Like a son won't do that. I mean, he'll go out of his way to make sure, you know, cuss in front of his mama.
Right.
But the daughter, they just let that shit go. They don't care.
No, I don't cuss in front of my mom.
That's what I say. I really try not to.
I don't care.
Every blue moon, it, like, slips out. You know how when you just be talking and it just a word might slip out, but usually I don't. That's just
yeah, but y'all will apologize. A son would be like, oh, I'm sorry, Ma. My bad, Ma.
Right. First
I
thing
forgot you
like,
were sitting there.
Like,
you don't even apologize for the shit.
I could be talking to my brother, and I'd be like, motherfucker. And she coming around the corner, oh, shit. I'm sorry, Ma. Sorry. I ain't see you right there. You know, the first thing, I'm apologetic, like, oh, shit, I didn't even see her. And then I'm ready to whoop his ass. I'm like, why didn't you tell me mama was like that?
I mean, I don't understand how, I guess that's that mother-daughter relationship. I guess that's the kind of relationship mother and daughter have.
Yeah,
but like, now you get a son in front of his father, you know, he talked to his father like he's one of the homies.
Hey, what's up,
that
man? What's up, mom?
You know what I'm saying? What's the difference?
But you know what? Half the time, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say all fathers, but a lot of them motherfuckers, they just happy that you're talking to them because, motherfucker, they done neglected you for the past 18 years. They just happy you talking to them, so they ain't going to say shit. Hey, man, what the fuck you doing? Oh, nothing, son. What the fuck you doing? I ain't doing shit, man.
Right. That's a conversation between the father and the son. You never hear that
first
between a son and a mother, though. You never hear that conversation.
The first time my ma ever heard me cuss, we was on our way to Maryville, and this dude was riding her ass the whole time. He wouldn't switch lanes or nothing. And he was going to the mall, same place we was going, and we were trying to get in the parking spot. This motherfucker zooms around us, damn near rips off the mirror and shit, and goes into the spot. So my mama was like, this asshole, and she just ready to pull off. I was like, hold on, Ma. I got out the car, and I lit that dude's ass. I cussed his ass out to hell, every place back and to hell again. And I just couldn't think of how many cuss words I want to say to this dude. Dude got out the car and was like, you want some of me? I was like, come on. We got the fight in the parking lot. He got in his car. He took off. My mama was like, I forgot what the hell I even came out here for. Boy, you a goddamn fool. Let's go.
Got right.
Lucky your mother was with you, man, because I was going to shoot your ass.
Oh, my God. She was like, I ain't never heard you talk like that before. I was like, you ain't never seen me laugh before either.
Right. And you know what? And Waylo, you're right. That's probably the first time my mother ever seen me just go off. And I was just mad. I was mad and I snapped off. And she just looking at me like, I knew you had it in you. I was just waiting to see it come out.
Hell, I forgot I was with my mama the way I was wearing his ass out.
Hey, check this out, man. I'm gonna give y'all a situation. This from a man in Waylo. Tell me what you react to this. Now, against my better judgment, my mother has a, I don't want to use the word boyfriend, but
oh, here we go again.
The motherfucker that
man friend.
yeah, male friend. Let's use a male friend.
Significant.
Anyway, the motherfucker be getting fucked up all the time, right? Be getting drunk as hell, you know, talking crazy, right? So, you know, a few years ago, me and my man, we had to go put hands on him, right? I thought he learned his lesson then, but he did. Last week, my mama called me crying.
Because dude
over there tripping and everything, right? So I can hear him in the background talking about telling me to bring my punk ass over there. He going to whoop my ass and all of this, right?
What was this?
This was last week.
What she stay at?
My mom was staying in St. Paul. My mom stayed about 20 minutes from me.
Oh, okay. Nah, stay in the D. I could get it in for free.
No. I didn't even go over there, man. You know what I mean? I didn't go. I wanted to go, but I used my head. I didn't go. For the simple fact that I went over there, I would have put hands on him. And then she would have been right with him the very next fucking day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So now I'm asking y'all, even though you know she don't be with this motherfucker anyway, would you have went and put hands on him because he called you out?
You know what? Nah. I mean, now, I'm saying no because I pretty much more know the situation more so than Waylo. And this guy is an older guy, and it's like, what's the purpose? I mean, he didn't put his hands on your mama. They had an argument. You know what I'm saying? He fucked around and caught a murder case. Yeah, I mean, he been to hit him and gave them old fucker a heart attack.
Yeah, man.
So that's my mama. I don't give a fuck if you the fucking Pope or the president. You talk some shit to my mama, I'm whooping your ass, period, point blank.
Even though you know your mom going to be with him the next day.
I mean,
you know
she could be with him the next day, but my message going to get across that you don't fucking disrespect my mama like that. Either you cannot disrespect her or you can get the fuck out. And if she don't like it, then that's where I'm going to talk to my mama like, hey, ma, this motherfucker don't fucking respect you enough to stop doing the shit that he doing. If he do the shit again and you his ass back, then I'm not coming back over here. That's the conversation I'm going to have with my mama.
Now, way low. You got to think about it. Him and our other partner, Whitten, they did him bad. They did him real fucking bad.
Put him in the hospital for 3 days.
And she
took him
right
back. 3 days. So I've already went this route with this man.
Right. So it's pretty much the same scenario of what you just said. They didn't put the man in the hospital. She took him right back.
Right back. She was at the hospital to visit his ass. I was hot. I was mad as hell. You gonna call me and tell me to do something, this motherfucker? And you at the hospital visiting him?
Well, you did the right thing by not going back over there, because if she just
exactly.
Go back to his ass, then
exactly.
It's just like my sister. This nigga whooping my sister's ass, she had to come live with me and shit like that. She said that she going to school. She'd go to school, but she'd get out of school and stop by that nigga house. Why the fuck are you over there and you fucking telling me that this motherfucker whooping your ass and you can't get away from him and all this other shit? I had to go over there and damn near... I broke that dude's eye socket. Broke his eye socket and fucking did something to his damn eardrum or some shit. Fucked him up good. And you go right back over there.
Now, I'm going to tell you, with that sister shit, I learned my lesson. Unless it's a situation where if she ain't sincere about getting up out that motherfucker, now, like I tell you, You're not gonna put your hands on my sister in front of me. You're not gonna let me, if I see any visible scars or any of that. But all that other bullshit, you know they got into it the other night. Oh, they did. Okay, cause them sisters had you in prison.
Yeah, I got seven of them. I know three.
Shit, I took about six of my homeboys and went and put that motherfucker in the trunk. We were seriously about to go drop his ass off somewhere.
Man, she gonna move
the body. It shouldn't get that serious, man. It shouldn't get that serious. Number one, okay, we're all brothers, we're all fathers, we're all sons. You know what I mean? We gonna protect. We're gonna protect.
If your sister come to your house for dinner,
dog, let me finish.
And her motherfucker eye look like a goddamn steak from goddamn.
That's different.
Some shit.
That's different. That's totally different from what I was trying to say. All I'm saying is, we as brothers, sons, and fathers, first of all, we got to learn to stay out of that shit. Every time they call, because, you know, sometimes they make shit up. They don't make some shit up just to get you over there to do something to this motherfucker, and then they with his ass the very next day. You know what I mean? And then you come to find out moms had told you, he didn't hit her. They were just
right.
arguing.
Exactly.
He didn't hit her.
Exactly.
You took your dumb ass over there and done something to him.
Now, sisters
and
moms.
Now, you looking at an assault charge.
Sisters and mamas, you got to put in different categories, dog. I'm sorry, because, now, like you said, mama, you put your hand on my mama, I don't give a fuck if she, that's your ass. Sisters, I mean, hey, dude, sisters will get you in fucking, I bet you I call, and do not. If that dude got any ounce of fear, your brother, your sister don't fuck him with. You talking shit to me? Okay, well, let's see if you talk shit when my brother get here. Dude, I done been in a situation.
That shit.
I done been in a situation where I walked in the house not knowing what the fuck going on. This motherfucker looking at me trembling with a fucking gun in his hand. Fuck wrong with him? He think that she didn't call me. I'm just happened to just be in the neighborhood to stop by. So I ain't got no beef with you, though, but for real. Now, what I'm thinking in my head, this motherfucker's scared. This motherfucker said, what he's thinking about is shooting me ain't shit, hold on. Now, I haven't talked to this motherfucker. Hold on, player. What you player? What's going on?
You scared me to shoot you quick.
What?
A motherfucker is scared to put a hole in your ass.
Exactly. He's thinking I'm there to come fuck him up. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I didn't put hands on him before. So now he's thinking I'm there to fuck him up. And he, like, man, no, fuck that. No. No,
I ain't taking no more ass whoopings.
Right. And I actually, because I was drunk than a motherfucker. I'm drunk. Like, man, I can't even make it to the crib. I'm going to crash in my sister's crib. Nigga, I walk in the door. My nephew opened the door. My nephew looking like, Yeah. What was going on? This nigga trembling with a fucking pistol in his hand. What the fuck going on here? We'll see what the fuck going to happen when my brother get here. She never called me, but she used that shit to fuck with him. It just so happened I'm pulling up. So now he's thinking I'm finna come fight him. I said, man, them sisters are motherfuckers. You can't put them in the same category as mama.
Oh, I agree with
that.
They lie.
I learned my lesson after that first time because, like I said, she came to the crib. Her motherfucker, I was so goddamn swole. It like she was in a fucking UFC fight or some shit.
That's different. If you actually see the bruise, that's totally different.
Right.
I'm right.
No,
I'm talking about
the second time. After she came to the crib and I went over there and we put ass in the trunk and we did whatever we did. You know, time went by, and she came back with the same bullshit. I was like, where the fuck was you at? I was over blah, blah, Skippy Woo crib, and such and such came over, and we was partying, have a good time, and he just wigged out, blah, blah, blah. I was like, so what the fuck was you doing around this motherfucker? I was like, you keep putting yourself in that same situation, and then won't do something about it.
But that's when you stay out of it. That's when you just say, you know what?
I'm
done.
The second time.
Okay.
I'm done because you're going to fuck around and go to prison.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Let's flip this. Let's flip this. Ladies, I had a motherfucker. This motherfucker keeps fucking with me. This bitch just keep talking shit to me. And I come get y'all. Do y'all jump in it?
I don't call my brother. I don't call my brother, so.
I'm just saying. No, he's calling you. He's calling me.
Me?
Yeah, I'm tired of this bitch. This bitch getting on my nerves. You know your brother. You know your brother's ways.
Mm-hmm.
But your brother call you, I'm tired of this bitch. This bitch getting on my nerves, blase Skippy. And she said, fuck you, too. She said, if you go get your sister.
Well, my brother don't call me, but if he call me, I'ma go.
So if he do, I mean, we hypothetically speaking, we, you know, but so if he called you and he came with you to you with that story, you on your way, right?
I am.
Of course.
All right, Janine, you on your way too?
Of course.
Yeah, and see, and I'm gonna tell you, we just as bad as y'all, cause you want to talk? Okay. Hey, right, yeah, this bitch is over here talking shit about you. And we gonna get the ass up, too. Oh, this bitch said, that bitch said, you better not come over and put your hands on her.
Mm-hmm. She said she gonna whoop your ass till next week.
I ain't told you all the other shit she been saying about you. See, I always talk shit about you. I just ain't said nothing because I ain't want you to whoop her ass. But I don't get no fuck now. But now
you hyped up a whole situation. It's just
right.
Had nothing to do with the whole situation. Now you done fucked everybody up.
Now you done whooped her ass, but I'm back with her the next day. And I done bought her the mama house. What you got to say about that, Jadine?
I ain't got shit to say. She still better not say shit to me. I'll whoop her ass again in front of my mama.
But now I'm on her side. Like, hey, why don't you leave her alone?
I don't give a fuck. I'll whoop his ass, too. And I'm the oldest, goddammit. I wish they would say something to me.
See,
not to me. They be telling them. They be like, don't be quiet. Don't say nothing around my sister.
All right, Mother Nation, what about you?
They don't fuck with me.
No, I'm saying that. Now, you done whooped her ass. But
it's not going to just be because they fell out. It's going to be because she fucked with me. Now, if she hurt him, then he ain't got a call. She's just getting whooped.
It's a scenario what I just told you. Ain't none of that other shit you just said. You whooped her ass, and
mm-hmm.
I'm back with her. I'm back with her the next. It's the same thing. I'm back with her the next day. I bring her to mama house. You looking at her. You say something slick to her, and I tell you, hey, leave her the fuck alone.
We'll see that at it. Well, hey, I guess they just both got to get whooped.
So you going to whoop on your brother? Boy, you motherfuckers crazy. They talking about, hey, they talking about we going to get our ass whooped.
Right, she ain't calling her ass no more.
Right. Hey, no, keep her out of it.
Get her, Ma.
Exactly.
Get off me, Ma.
Exactly.
I don't want to hurt her.
That's why I don't get called.
I don't want to hurt her, Ma. Get your daughter, Ma.
Hey, the Ma, get your daughter. Get your daughter, Ma.
See, the oldest gonna always be the problem solver. Always, especially
the
big brother.
I know, I'm the middle.
You the middle.
Yep.
Well, anyway, the alpha is still gonna be the protector and the problem solver. It don't matter if you the middle or the beginning or the end. It don't matter. If you the alpha.
That's true, man. That's a true
if
statement.
You're the alpha, you
my
still
brother's
gonna
just
be the
like
protector.
That. My brother's just like that. Just feel like he gotta protect everybody because he the oldest. Whether you right or wrong, that motherfucker going to be right there.
Well, I understand that because I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest, so it's like I always feel like I got to protect them. Especially
well, you're supposed to. That's your job.
Mm-hmm. But, man, I'd be lying if I said a lot of times I'd be looking like, man, goddamn, you motherfuckers need to sit y'all ass down.
Gee, that's an ass family. If you got more than one brother or sister, you always got that one brother or sister that's always fucking up. Always getting into something. And you got to go fix it.
That'd be my brother.
That'd be my fucking
brother.
There's always one in every family, man. Every family got that dope addict, and every family got that motherfucker that's just always fuck up.
My brother.
Dude, we all got an auntie and uncle that smoked on some shit and shot up some shit. You know, that motherfucker, the rest of the family be like, oh, shit, here this motherfucker come.
Right, here he comes. Yeah.
You know, asking for a dollar or two. Everybody got one of them motherfuckers in their family, and everybody got a brother or sister that's always fucking up.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, you talk to them until they're blowing up, they always fucking up. Let me tell you, your mama call you, well, your brother in jail again. What'd he do this time?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's a response. What'd he do this time? We all got one.
My brothers was cool. They just that one. He can't keep his dick out of all these damn pussies just having babies with who the fuck ever. I need to see a blood test. I need to see some DNA. And all these bitches walking around here talking about they got your kids and shit. The hell. All these lying bitches, they need a blood test. This bitch is Hispanic. The baby is Hispanic. You is black. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, maybe, you know, the mama genes are stronger.
Don't tell me no bullshit like that. I done seen it too many times. He needs a blood test.
Well,
I am not an auntie to none of these kids.
What's your brother's name?
I ain't claiming none of them. He said, till they go on more, you ain't claiming none.
Right. What's your brother's name?
Andre.
Andre?
Yeah. All right,
we're going.
You are not the fire.
Hey, we here at Sin City, and what we're going to do, we're going to start buying some home pregnancy tests. We're going to do that Maury shit. Hey, bitch, she's on the stick. Nah, she ain't pregnant. But yeah, we're going to get us some swabs. Swab this bitch out. Let's see.
But you know what, though? We take pride all the time. That shit happens all the time, man. How would you feel if you raised somebody and then you turn around and find out that you wasn't ever the father?
I'm
going to court. I want all my
that.
Child support back.
And he did that. Y'all listen to them. Y'all listen to these women. They lie. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how would you react, though?
I know somebody that happened to.
And it's just sad because the kids get caught in and that you've been taking care of this child for 8 years. The child think you their father. Now all of a sudden you want to get a blood test. The baby not yours. And what? You just stop taking care of the kid because it's not yours?
But you have that right.
I mean, you do have that right. But now it's not fair to the child. The child been groomed into the family. They gave to all the family outings and everything. How would you just go kick the kids in the car?
I've seen it done. Don't bring that motherfucker back over here. I ain't saying it's right, but I've seen it done. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know if I could take. I mean, I don't know if I could sit there and be like. Because, obviously, man, can you imagine the anger built up inside of you?
Oh. It's a funeral. It's a funeral. Man. Somebody going to die.
I say open casket sharp.
Somebody is dying. If Angie came up to me and said, oh, by the way, thank you, but she really ain't yours, she dying on the spot. And I'll think about the consequences later. 18 years.
Oh, man.
And you, most women know who the baby daddy is. I'm not saying all of them, but most women know. They know if you're the father or not. You know what I'm saying? They already know.
And they know when they have doubts. I mean, some of them might not know, but they know when they have doubts, when they really not sure which one it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's when you do a test. We so damn stupid. Yeah. This your baby. Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, Mom, you can be the grandma.
Where you want me to sign my life away?
Oh, shit. What you gonna
When I found out my wife wasn't shit, and found out she was doing all that little dirty shit that she was doing, I went and got that fucking $200 little kit. And while my baby was asleep, got a little slob, put a little slob on my shit, and mailed that shit out. That shit said positive. That eased my mind a little bit.
Well, now, what about the ones that get named after you?
That's crazy.
That like Junior look just like that motherfucker next door.
Junior gonna live with his auntie.
Hey, dog. Junior looking like John Redcorn. He like, oh, hell no.
I couldn't even imagine that, man. I mean, imagine the hurt, man. That shit gotta hurt. That shit will hurt the fuck out you.
Man, I'm gonna kill somebody. That motherfucker gonna disappear. That's what's gonna happen.
I'm glad
I'm
gonna pass
to this kid. I'm gonna keep him. You're gonna stay with me, but you're gonna disappear though.
Well, fuck that. They're gonna be visiting me in the jail cell. What's up, buddy?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We chilling. But I'm gonna tell you one thing. I'll be crying louder than anybody at that funeral. You know,
I just need to kill this bitch. I'm already in my orange jumpsuit. They let me out for a special visit.
I'm crying louder than anybody at the funeral.
But her mama talking about, why you kill my baby? And she lied.
Why your baby lie about this baby? Shit.
You know
your
what I'm saying?
Your baby didn't lie about this baby. Your baby will still be here.
Can I get my child support back?
Nope.
Do anybody know?
Yes, I do know. No, you don't.
Now, well, hold on. Right.
What's going on?
In one instance, remember old girl, now when I went back to court, well, I didn't pay nothing. We still going through the blood test and all that stuff. And when the baby came back, man, I'm like, I got all these receipts. Now, they told me I can go to civil court and try to get, and I can get my money back. But I would have to take her to civil court.
You know she ain't going to have no money. She had been filed bankruptcy before she threw it up and
I'm
getting money.
I mean, that shit can't happen. But it'll be a long, drawn-out process. You chalk it up and you don't.
I go through that process.
You're so fucking tedious and petty, you would. You would be in that.
Goddamn right.
Amen.
$20,000-$30,000 I done spent on a kid that ain't mine?
That's
a
hypothetical question.
Yeah, this is hypothetical.
Okay, I was about to say, I was about to come through the phone and give you a hug. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
No, I'll be talking to y'all from a jail cell if that shit really
okay,
happened.
Okay, Lord Jesus. I know, Lord. Have mercy.
We doing this
show on the run, ain't we doing Father Time?
That's damn right, shit. I'm on 94 going south. 94 don't even run north and south. I'm on 94 going south, goddamn it.
Yes, I see it. I can see it now, Lord.
Come on, man. Think about it. That anger, that shit that just build up in you, you couldn't control that type of anger. That's anger you can't control.
I gotta agree, Janine, so to answer your question, you gonna come up missing.
She ain't gonna come up missing.
Be on the side of a goddamn milk carton.
Everybody gonna see her. I'm gonna put her ass on display.
Have you seen me?
Tie her ass up to a tree. I'm cutting everything off.
Oh, well, y'all talking about it just being one kid. The person I know that it happened to, it was two kids.
Oh, well, yeah, she could be dead.
Yeah. She's going to be right next to Jimmy Hoffa's ass.
Yep.
Sleeping with the fish.
He had paid for two kids. One was 21 when he found out, and the other one was about 15.
It was about the same woman.
She had two kids. He thought they were his. And it was his son that told him that he wasn't really his dad because he found out. And then he had the blood test, the paternity test done on both of them and found out neither one was his. And he had already paid child support.
That's death. Hey, dog, you know that happened to Terry. his oldest, man, you know, he was in the Navy.
he goes out on a boat, and his girlfriend, who later on turned into his wife, she was messing around and got pregnant. So, you know, she said it was his. You know, they got married. Okay? They married and everything. He bring the baby to Gary, and his mama told him, that's not your baby. You know what I mean? I don't know how mothers know that kind of shit, but his mom told him that. That's not your baby. Well, of course, you know, he didn't believe it. You know, he knew dad, he happy and shit. When they got a divorce, she was 17. When they got a divorce, and she wanted so much of child support that the court ordered, you know, a paternity test for all three of the kids. Mm-hmm. And came back that the oldest wasn't his. 17 years, dog. 17 years. And she knew it. She told him, she told the judge that she had got raped. And that's how the baby came up.
Wow.
So she knew from the beginning that it wasn't his kid. She told him it was his. She told the judge she was raped. And because she was so emotional, she wanted him to be the father. So that's why she told him that he was the father. She made that for the court. That's what she told the judge.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
She had she would have told him if she had really been raped. She would have told him.
Exactly.
Because that would have been a horrible thing. He couldn't hold that against her. She just did that. That was something she just did.
She just said that. Now, I don't think that was true.
I don't know, but, I mean, to his credit, to this day, he still takes care of her. She's still his oldest daughter. You know what I mean? But 17 years, man, he was so fucked up in the head. Man, I had to go sit with him for like a week because he was fucked up in the head. 17 years. And he found out in court.
If they never got a divorce, he would have never known if they wouldn't have got divorced. I got something better. I got a friend. She married. I don't think none of her kids is her husband. But this last time she got pregnant, she got like, oh, it's a miracle. He got fixed. He can't even have kids. He got his own kids. And she gonna tell him it's a miracle.
What?
Hold on. Did she know? Did she know that he couldn't? He got fixed?
Yeah, she know. That's how stupid he is. He's stupid.
He still believed it.
He's taking care of all of them. And I honestly don't believe none of them. I just don't believe it. I don't know exactly when he got fixed, but during some point of their marriage, he got fixed. So she couldn't get pregnant no more.
Hold on a second, Janine. Let's not use the word fixed.
Well, what else? He got clipped.
Let's just say he can't have kids anymore.
Sound like a dog. He just got neutered.
Right. Let's use another word. He can't have kids anymore. Let's just say he can't have kids no more.
The nigga ain't got his nuts no more. Shit.
He got kids. Sound like some shit you take to the vet.
Oh, man.
I don't know what the word is.
He just can't have kids no more.
Vasectomy, that's the word. It means the same thing. He got clipped, fixed, vasectomy, all the same. But she knew he did, and she didn't want to have him do it. She just didn't want to have no more kids with him. But she always was fucking around and stuff, but she got caught up, got pregnant.
How long they been married?
They've been together for...
And he thinks it has to be over 10 years. Too fucking long. I really don't think none of them are his.
I mean, the little girl looks just like her, so you really can't say. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then we know the youngest one is not his because he got fixed.
He's a miracle.
And then she came back.
Hey,
and then
she,
she
Hey, nigga, I don't look like AC when he was putting it behind Wickhead that night. What? What?
It's a miracle.
Oh,
come on.
Hey,
can believe that shit?
Yes, he's still there. He's still taking care of all these kids. Ain't nobody tell him nothing.
Man,
I need to pull his coattail.
Walk up to me and say, "Baby, guess what? A miracle just happened. What's that? I'm pregnant, but I just got sick. I just had a vasectomy. I know it's a miracle, ain't it? Yeah. Hold on, I'll be right back."
That's all you gonna hear. That miracle.
Dude,
that.
Police, you talking about what happened? And you know what, man? All I heard, it was a miracle, and I blacked out. I don't know what the fuck happened. She was the child.
Miracle.
She's the child. And I had a vasectomy. Put two and two together.
I
see it. It's a miracle. Yeah.
And then she gonna call us and say, "Well, y'all want to go out to the club?" We be like, "Who watching the kids?" He gonna watch these kids. We be like, "Oh, Jesus!"
Hell no!
Oh yeah, she got him in check for real. Yes, I be like, "Cause that's ridiculously, crazy." I ain't never
that
seen nothing like that.
Goddamn right!
Yes,
I'm
indeed.
Some shit.
Something.
A rainbow, a spot of gold, or some shit.
Random.
Well,
hey,
I mean,
come
on, man. It's a miracle.
Like that.
I guess. Right before I shoot her, this what I'm going to tell her. Right before I shoot her. Now, if it's a miracle, let God tell me.
Well, your ass going to die. God, you better speak for her ass.
I don't see nothing. I don't hear nothing. Pow, your ass gone. A miracle. Miracle that. I can't get pregnant. I can't get you pregnant. It's impossible.
All right, what's that?
It can't happen.
Hold on, man. Before we even get off of here, I got to let it be known. We didn't move, people. We didn't move.
What?
Right. We didn't move. We're at sincity.spruce.com. I mean, it's still up. Y'all, your stuff's still on now. But we moved.
My goodness.
We had a new site now. We had a new site.
Oh,
yes. We at sincityradio.ning.com. Now, with this move is a good thing, y'all, because, I mean, we still got the chat room. We still got the, you still get to post any type of pic you want, you know what I'm saying? But now, I mean, because our biggest problem was that a lot of people was like that they couldn't post pics from their cell phone. Well, now with at sincityradio.ning.com, you can post your pics straight off your phone. You can do all that good shit. You can set it up off your phone. Hell, you can even go into the chat room off your phone. So now we mobile. Hey, we mobile now. Sin City then went mobile. So check us out. Hey, y'all, go to the site. It'll give you the new address. You just go in. Hey, same thing. Like I said, you're feeling freaky tonight, you want to put a picture up, and you take a picture off your phone, hey, wow. There it goes. Straight to sincityradio.ning.com.
Hey, Butter.
Yeah.
I got some watermelon.
You got some watermelon. Seedless.
Huh?
Seedless.
Mm-hmm.
I told you to get seedless. Either way, it don't matter because I would like to see you spit the seeds out too. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Now, Butter, we need them double G's on sincityradio.ning.com.
Lord, y'all gonna have to make sure I got that address because I mean shit.
And if you're confused about it, just go to the old website and it's posted right there.
Okay. I'll make sure.
I say go to the old website, get the address. Hey, there you go.
I'll make sure.
Now the old website, we're gonna keep the old website up so everybody. I mean, if you got pictures you want to get off of there or anything like that, we kept the old website up.
Mhm.
But now, like I said, this one is new and improved, and it's more fun.
is phone friendly.
That's what's up.
I say so. Yeah. Like, if your girl want to get on there and she like, well, I ain't got no girl, you can get up off your phone.
Oh.
Indeed. You can actually video chat on your phone.
How do we get all our old pictures from the old site? Can we download them from the old site and put them on the new site?
No, right. you'd have to copy and paste to your computer and then upload them from your computer or your phone.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah, it's they don't have an integration tool on there. So, because I was going to do that, but they don't have the tool for me to use to pick everybody's stuff from .spruce to .ning, so you have to do that on your own. But I left everybody pictures up there and everything, so you can copy and paste
so
your pictures.
I thought we left everybody pictures and everything up there. So if you want to get your pictures, you know, copy them and download them and paste them onto the new site, go right ahead.
Yeah, because I don't be knowing what be happening with my pictures. I think somebody be stealing them.
Well, not for all the time I got a girl. Damn. It ain't
my business all in the street, man. Damn. I only stole a couple of them. Shit.
I'm saying, he got a girl now. He ain't stealing pictures no more.
Uh-huh. Yeah, y'all, the new site is a whole lot better. Much easier to navigate.
Yeah, a whole lot easier to navigate. You know, and I mean, and like I said, you might take a picture with a friend. Like, well, ooh, I like that picture. But, hey, matter of fact, send that picture to this right here. You have your own personal number. I mean, your own personal, like, little web. I mean, you know, whatever the fuck.
Address. Address, man, address.
Well, you know what the fuck I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
You got your own personal address. Hey, you send it right there from there. That's what I said, they give you your own personal address. If you feel like a motherfucker that got your address, you can refresh it and get a brand new address. I mean, it works, people. It works.
Okay. So if my man was taking a picture of me sucking on this woman's pussy, then he could just put that on the site?
Just give him the address. Send that to this right now. You have it.
So you said if you took a picture of you sucking on another woman?
Damn!
You can send a video, you can send the picture, you can send it all straight to the motherfucking site, baby. It's radio.ning.com. Get on and check it out, y'all. Look,
oh, so
I need y'all.
Videos up now.
Yeah, you send them straight off your phone. Straight off your phone, man.
Hey, Janine, I'm going to steal that picture just to let you know. It ain't stealing if I told you I'm going to take it.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like
hey, but y'all, everybody got to go make their profiles, man. Y'all got to make the profile in order to use the phone features. And you can make a profile right off your phone.
Like I say, people, and I know, like I said, I mean, we had fun on the last site, but this one, I guarantee, I mean, everybody participate, we're going to have a blast on this.
Hey,
we need y'all there ASAP. We need y'all there ASAP. Right now, ain't nobody there but me and Father Time. I get tired of looking at his ass.
Actually, somebody, I got somebody new already.
Oh,
I don't know if it's sunshine or not. Throw it up in the air and it turns to sunshine. Okay, let me go check out her pig. See if I can steal one of hers before she get on the show. If I tell you I'm taking it, they don't consider that stealing. That's borrowing. I'm borrowing.
So it's a temporary loan.
There you go. Hey, Thursday, y'all, we might try to do the chat room thing, y'all. We're going to hit y'all off with a little bit of that tomorrow. We're going to try to run it off.
You're going to eat them watermelons for me on Thursday.
Oh. What you say?
You're going to eat them watermelons for me Thursday.
Yeah, I can do that.
Mm.
Hey, Hey, didn't you sound like James Evans with that laugh?
Hey, what happened to the prank, man?
What prank?
Oh, we didn't ever finish talking about it.
Oh, man, we gotta chop that up, man. For next Tuesday, man. We're going to do it live next Tuesday.
Well, I already gave Cal some of the details.
Cool. Let's get it going. All right, man, let's end this before they cut us off.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to see. Yeah, I got throw it up in there and turn the sunshine. I see that's the very first member. We don't need it to be the last though.
True that. Right.
No.
Janae, you got any last words for us, baby?
Good show. It was good talking to you all. I'll talk to you tonight.
Get that profile up. Get that profile up.
Better late than never.
Yes, I apologize. Oh, no, we know you got to do your
thing.
Mm-hmm. Any last words for us?
Oh, I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, now don't forget, SinCityRadio.ning.com. And if you forget it, just go to the old profile and it's right there. You're right where to go.
I'll make sure I do that.
I'm like, that's what's up, baby. That's what's up. Waylo, what's the deal?
Just same old shit, different day.
All right, now, you can holler at your boy, too. Beer Belly Boy, I know that's your guy, dog. You tell him to get on SinCityRadio.ning.com.
He's looking for another name, so I was thinking, well, he was thinking that the lady should pick out his name, so. Nevertheless,
the lady
should pick out his name.
I'll tell you what I'm
going to
do, dog.
I'm going to have to take a look at that picture again for inspiration.
I'm going to put a poll up, man.
He is fucking.
On the site. All right, Waylo.
Motherfucking.
Tell your boy I'm going to put a poll up on the site, and I'm going to let them pick your name
what
for you.
Damn, his name is somebody on the fucking.
Yeah,
she fucking.
Say what?
Nothing.
Hey, she
fucking. Man, get me off this goddamn phone.
Hey, the chat room is free. The chat room is open. Hip-hop time on chat room right now. Get your profiles up, y'all. Y'all be in chat room with us.
All the time. Wait, look at his forehead.
Shit, my camera up and ready.
Mother Nature, any last words, baby?
Nice to talk to you tomorrow.
That's right. Man, we done dropped Butter. Butter done dropped off the phone real quick.
Oh,
any last words, dog?
SinCityRadio.ning.com, y'all. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping. We on that. Let's get on that ASAP.
Oh, my goodness.
We're only in Sin City.
All right,
dog.